Some Christian conservatives see themselves locked in an epic contest with a rival religion, not Islam, secularism. With polls showing a drop in the number of Americans who pray and attend church, deeply religious people see the growth of secular attitudes as a threat. NPR's Tom Gjelden has been speaking with self-described secularists about a movement some consider a religion of its own.
Here's a cultural divide. At one of the largest Christian schools in the world, Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, students major in Bible studies. On the other side of the country, at Pitzer College in Claremont, California, students major in secular studies.
I mean, if we think about what it means to be secular in France.
There's actually a secularism department at Pitzer, the first of its kind in the country. It was founded by sociology professor Phil Zuckerman. His students learn what secularism means. They read his books. The latest is Living the Secular Life. And they hear a secular take on the role religion plays in American politics.
For example, religious people and organizations and politicians in this country actively work to limit women's reproductive rights. They actively fight to limit the rights of homosexuals and gays and lesbians.
Secularism dominates here. Most of the students in this class on the sociology of secularism are more or less agnostic, but not all of them. April Forrest is a believer, and this day she wants to say that while some churches she has attended are judgmental, some are not.
You do find ones where it is about love and being a better person and just trying to make the world a better place and being more like God, which would be like being, you know, as good as you can be. So
April has not had an easy life. Her mother, for example, was for many years a drug addict and attempted suicide. In a paper she wrote for this class, April said she did not blame God for the bad things that happened in her life. In an interview after class, she said she was a little nervous when she turned the paper in to Zuckerman.
I mean, he doesn't believe in God. and obviously it's a very personal paper. It's a lot about like my life. So I felt like it was important to share though. I think because a lot of people lost their faith due to traumatic experiences, and I wanted to share that I myself have had traumatic experiences, and that doesn't take away from my faith.
But you're a little worried that people are gonna judge you for believing in God.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was a concern being here at the school where I guess I know that there is a culture of secularity. I am aware that I'm a little different in believing in God.
April says Zuckerman actually went out of his way to make her feel comfortable in his class. In an interview, he said he understands how religious people like April may feel out of place in some secular settings.
I had a Mormon student burst into tears in my own office saying she felt so alienated, put down, mocked, criticized. So there's no question in really secular enclaves such as Pitzer College or Berkeley or wherever, if you're a student of faith, you're going to be made to feel defensive, you're going to be made to feel less intelligent, and that's definitely a problem.
This is a cultural clash. For conservative Christians, secularism is a dirty word, standing for the forces against religious belief. At Pitzer College, Phil Zuckerman has studied this conflict for years. While recognizing people of faith may feel isolated in some settings, secular people, he says, can feel just as marginalized.
I can tell you from my research that in certain parts of this country, non-believers are certainly not the ones dominating the cultural landscape. I've interviewed so many whose children are teased on the schoolyard, taunted that they're going to go to hell.
Chance Kuwar, another student in Zuckerman's secularism class, says he found on his own that religious people can be intolerant. His experience came in the Catholic Church that hosted his Boy Scout troop. He joined in prayers, and then word got out that he was gay.
I started getting made fun of, and there's a lot of name-calling and bullying, and I actually got kicked out. So that was a very traumatic experience for me in terms of not being welcome by this religious community because of my sexual orientation. And it's certainly been a big turnoff for me in terms of religion.
When Zuckerman hears that secularism dominates in America, he cites the Pew Research Survey last year where people ranked the attractiveness of 23 possible presidential traits. Being an atheist was at the bottom, the very worst thing a candidate could be.
So I'm a little suspect of characterizing religious faith as sort of this oppressed minority with no rights.
The big question raised by the conflict between religion and secularism is government's role. The First Amendment bars the state from establishing religion, but also from limiting its free exercise. But what exactly does that mean? Conservatives cite the late Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, who dissented from a 1963 opinion prohibiting Bible reading in public schools. His argument, secularism itself can be seen as a religion. So when the government bans Bible reading or prayer, it's favoring the religion of secularism over its rivals. Normally, a secular viewpoint is one that excludes religious references, but Professor Robert George, a Princeton professor trained both as a constitutional lawyer and a theologian, understands how secularism can be seen as a religion.
I don't think there really can be any question that there are forms of secularism, including some that are very prominent today in universities and in other sectors of our society, belief systems that are comprehensive views that function in people's lives the way religions function in the lives of traditional religious believers.
At Pitzer College, Phil Zuckerman agrees that secularism as a comprehensive belief system may be like religion, but he says that doesn't make it a religion.
To me, what makes religion religion is the supernatural beliefs. So a scientist who's gazing out at the universe and trying to make sense of it by looking at facts, physical properties, material reality, is not engaging in religion. The person who looks out at the universe and thinks there's a magic deity behind it all is engaging in religion.
Right now, government dwells mainly in the secular, the non-religious domain, but it hasn't always or everywhere, and it may not in the future. On critical questions like this one, there's rarely a final answer. Tom Gelton, NPR News.